Psalm 45:1 My heart overflows with a good theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. 2 You are fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. 3 Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and your majesty. 4 And in your majesty ride on victoriously, for the cause of truth and meekness and righteousness. Let your right hand teach you awesome things. 5 Your arrows are sharp. The peoples fall under you. Your arrows are in the heart of the king's enemies. 6 Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. 7 You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of joy above your fellows. 8 All your garments are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of ivory palaces stringed instruments have made you glad. 9 King's daughters are among your noble ladies. At your right hand stands the queen in gold from Ophir. 10 Listen, O daughter, give attention and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. 11 Then the king will desire your beauty. Because he is your lord, bow down to him. 12 The daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. 13 The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. 14 She will be led to the king in embroidered work. The virgins, her companions who follow her, will be brought to you. 15 They will be led forth with gladness and rejoicing. They will enter into the king's palace. 16 In place of your fathers will be your sons. You shall make them princes in all the earth. 17 I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore the peoples will give you thanks forever and ever.